past, but you can determine your destiny by deciding for Christ.
2022 can be the year you change your destiny. Find out more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's Find Peace.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Jesus said unto the man, rise, take up thy bed, take up that place where you're complaining, take up that place where you're not believing God, take up that place where you're resting at and you're too comfortable because you feel as if this is where you're supposed to be. Take up thy bed. Tell your neighbor to take up that bed. No, y'all got to tell them with some authority, because when Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority. So tell your neighbor to take up that bed. I used to depend on man to place me. But now I depend on God, who delivers, who heals, and qualifies. But I didn't know better until I picked up my bed and walked. Tell your neighbor, get up and let's take a walk. There's a reason for this season. And immediately the man was made whole. So it took him just to tell him. The other's brother had to step in the water. We just read in the scripture where he said, I have no one, sister, to put me in the water when the water is troubled. So, however, just because they got their miracle that way does not mean that you have to do the same thing to get the outcome. They had to go through it. That's what was for them, First Lady. So what was for him, all it took was the man to speak the word. Somebody still didn't catch this. Jesus. So it took just the word. But with the others, they had to sit around. Is it going to happen? Oh, wait, let me go on this side. Did the water move over here? No, it didn't move. Oh, I'm about to go back to this side. Let me see. Okay, God, please let the water give trouble. I'm tired of being like this. I'm tired of being here like this. I don't want to be here like I see a little movement. But guess what? Sometimes you can think something's moving, but your imagination is telling you that it's moving and it's still standing still. So because he was eagerly patient, and I'm going to break that down in a minute. He was eagerly patient. The other ones were just eager for it to happen. So, well, when it happened, they forgot about the man they were supposed to help. They just stepped in. Evangelist, they just forgot about that. They was just focused and wanted so bad for themselves that the man that they were supposed to help, they overlooked. Because they've been up for so long, they forgot about him. So what happened was they got what they needed and still left him behind. Left him behind. Okay, I'm moving a little slow today. Just a little slow. And immediately the man was made whole. And took up his bed and walked. And on the same day, they thought they was leaving him and he was going to have to wait some old years. But on the same day, they thought that because they didn't help him, he wasn't going to be nobody, Sister Tanya. The same day, they thought because they left him in that state that he was going to remain. But the same day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 words made him whole. Seven words made him completely whole. He didn't even have to get his feet wet, prophetess. Y'all still ain't getting this yet. He didn't have to get his foot wet, but all he had to do was believe what thus says the Lord. He didn't even go to a psychiatrist. He didn't go to a doctor. He didn't go to somebody that he felt he needed therapy. What happened was God spoke the word and spoke the word, and he believed what the Lord said. So what happened was, what held him down, what kept him standing, he picked it up and showed them that there was a man who spoke over my life. There was a man who told me to do something. And because I followed every instruction, the same thing that I had to depend on, I'm now walking with it. I don't know how to use this thing. Like this? Hey, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Just bear with us. See, this is what happened when you don't allow yourself to be in a crippled state.
That's it. You don't know how to operate.
This is what God told me to do. I called woman this morning. I need this. I need that. Do you have that? This is what happened. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's good. This is what our troubles are doing. This is what worryation is doing. This is what doubt is doing. This is what unbelief is doing. This is what aggravation is doing. This is what disappointment is doing. This is what we feel as if didn't happen and needs to happen is doing. Jesus. See, it can't stay on me. And I say me as in us, because when we believe God, I'm you, you are. Yeah. It's fine. So, no, it's okay. I just wanted them to get the visual of what it is. But now, you say, okay, maybe it wasn't my legs. Maybe it wasn't this. She doing all that. But our arms, we're crippled to what we don't even want to come in the sanctuary and lift our hands. What's happening is all those things is causing us to move. We have to watch how we move. Or I don't feel like lifting my hands. I don't feel like picking up my feet. I don't feel like opening up my mouth. I don't feel like giving God what's due unto him. So all your feelings is crippling you. Oh, excuse me for the one who just said what, how. Okay, so what I'm saying is, I'm saying that all your ill feelings and your negative feelings is crippling you naturally and it's crippling you spiritually. Did that work? Okay. So however it is, to y'all, something wrong with me. Anybody can act this out. Come in. Oh, I need the usher. Oh, usher, come here. Oh, can barely walk. Usher. Oh, I don't want to sit over there. Because they going to hit my arm. Now my arm's supposed to be hurting, but look how my feet moving. Help me. Spirit of the Lord just moving. He high, mighty, moving, moving and moving. And because you're focused on this arm, because you see Sister Suzanne over there jumping. You see Sister Suzanne giving God praise. Instead of you using what you have, you focus on what seems as if it's hurting. So she jumping it. She moving it. She moving. I need somebody. Sister Cherie. She in the bathroom. Who we got? Prophetess. Because I want to make it make sense. And I got to do it. So, prophetess, you jumping around and you giving God praise in that chair right there. Now, you see how much room it is between us, right? But I'm still. Ooh. She better get away. Oh. And she go to jumping in. Looking for the nurse, looking for the ushers and trying to make them come over to protect that arm that probably only have a scab. But instead of me going and using what I have, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give you praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm nurturing what has bothered me. But the more I give God praise, the more I say, God, I bless you. God, however long it takes for me to be here, I'm here, oh God. I'm here. And before I know it, I'm forgetting about this arm. And I'm giving God what's due unto him. Because at that time, God spoke to me. And he told me, will thou? So I'm no longer worried about what I came in with. But because I came to the temple, because I might have looked like something to others, I might not have looked like nothing to others, but when I came in the temple, I looked as if I was bound. I appeared to be withered. I appeared to be destroyed. But because I knew the man. Wait a second. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He didn't know. I'm sorry, we didn't get to the end yet. But in there, he really didn't know who it was. So basically what I'm saying is, you mean to tell me because he don't jump up like you, God can't use him to talk to you? He didn't know, but he believed Evangelist Jan that it could happen, and he didn't even really know who was speaking to him. And even if you study that a little bit, the Jews tried to come against him because they said he did the wrong thing. Without a shadow of a doubt. This man didn't even know. But because he was tired of being in the same state for that long, he knew that what he heard is what he already purposed in his heart. He already had that purpose in his heart. So it only took that one voice, 7 words, for him to get the confidence to know that somebody's in agreement with me. I may can't step in because I have nobody to help me. But because God sent you at this right time to speak to me, I'm believing what you said. And now because you said that, I don't know. When I was reading it, I started picturing him. Maybe have the arm canes. Maybe can't really walk. Foot probably all messed up. He probably even have a limb though. But because he was in, thank you, because he was in a pure state. He wasn't mad because the people left him. He didn't talk about them because they didn't help him. He didn't blaspheme God because the people that he sent to help, they refused to do it. He still remained pure. And I believe if he still had to stand at Avengers' Gen and they demand that he didn't know as we know with Jesus because we read that multiple times. But I believe that if he didn't send Jesus there to speak to him, he still would have been there with patience, with love, with meekness and kindness. God, okay, I will say this, okay. God only performs miracles to those who are pure. God answers prayers to those who have a purified heart. If your heart ain't pure, you might well keep your mouth shut. If your mind ain't pure, you might well keep your mouth shut. Because he don't even hear us when we have things in our heart. He don't even hear us when we come to him. And and I'm not saying there's nobody in here. I'm talking about those outside because we all holy, holy, sanctified. But however, those that, God, you need to do something because I'm so tired of this. He don't hear you. He don't hear you. And I can admit, I was one of those. Lord, listen, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it. And as long as I kept doing that, the wait got longer and longer. So here it is. These my years. These my 38 years. Because I didn't come to him as humble as I know how. So guess what? That caused a disease. That caused me to be crippled in some way. Because where I should have been pure, I became crippled because I got mad because I felt like God wasn't hearing me. And some things, we bring our own crippleness upon ourselves. Okay, some things, we bring our own crippleness, crutch, whatever you want to call it, is still the same thing upon ourselves. Okay, so sometimes we bring our own crippleness and crutch upon ourselves. The same thing. However, if we know, okay, I use this analogy, Lord. If we know that we're going through a door that comes back quick because of how they have it set on the hinges, right? We're not going to take our time and go through it after we saw how much everybody else was hurrying up trying to get through. Hurry up and get trying to get through. But because you think that you're different, oh, I'm going to take my time. And boom, the door hit you. You knew better. You saw it, right? You saw that that's what that door was created to do. The door, you can't tell the door. Well, I do have enough faith that I can speak to a door and it may stop. But however, if I'm knowledgeable of it, why would I make myself seemed like I was unlearned after I saw it happen so many times. So, okay, what are you saying, Carissa? I'm glad you asked me. What I'm saying is, why keep taking yourself through the same thing that's bringing up more problems and more issues and situations to call a crippleness to come upon yourself? But because you see it happen for others, you want to say, oh, child, that was supposed to happen to them. Huh? But then you go through, this ain't supposed to happen, Lord. I'm a server. I serve you. I love you. I give my all. I tithe. I give offering. Lord, what's happening? What's making you so different? There is a reason for each season in your life. But instead of you complaining about that season, you got to say, Lord, I know that fall about to come. I know that winter is coming. The summer may feel like it's hot and you can't make it through. But if you hold out, help is on the way. Tell your neighbor to hold out. Don't be in a rush. Don't try to move too fast. My way may not be your way. Okay, verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. It's the seventh day. It's not lawful for you to get a blessing. It's the seventh day. It's not lawful for God to open that door for you on this day. Child, you don't even do nothing in the church. How can that happen for you? On the seventh day. You don't even clap your hands. And how you went to the car lot and clapped to a car and got you a car on the seventh day? You don't even move your shoulders while they singing. And you can sew $300, $400 with no sweat. Again, the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, that ones that seem as if they knew they left him. They knew they left him there. So the ones that was already cured, they puzzled at, how did that happen? What in the world? The water haven't been troubled since we've been there. Ain't nothing happened since we've been over there. God can use nobody but me. Come on, get out of here. He used whoever he used. He used whoever he used. It's up to you to receive who it's coming from. Okay, again, it's up to you to receive who it's coming from. Just because they don't dress like you don't mean he don't speak to them. And I don't mean the natural dress. I'm going to be nice about that because I don't want to offend anybody. But if you offended, it's for you. However, I'm talking about the inside. Because on the outside, you can appear to be all lavish, well put together, and your insides is destroyed. Because you're not pure. You just want your outside to look pure with your white dress on. Y'all know when you get married, they say you're supposed to wear a white dress, and no, you ain't no aversion. Okay, get back together, Carissa. Lord, I just said what you said. So the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. So in other words, they ain't supposed to be carrying nothing on the Sabbath day. Verse 11, he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. So meaning that he told me to do it, it got me here now, so I just listened to what he said. Had he would have listened to them at that moment, because they're still trying to persuade him. They're still trying to change his mind from what he heard. But because he had evidence that it happened and it worked, he didn't care what they said, because it's the same ones that left him. But he still spoke from a pure heart. Then answered they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? That, you know how we talk when we want to figure it out? Who told you to take up thy bed and walk? What kind of man is this to tell you such a thing and you was over there stuck? Okay. And he that was held wist not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, meaning that he spoke to the man and he left. He spoke to the man and he left. But guess what, Evangelist Michelle? He left with confidence. He didn't go back to make sure that man was okay. He didn't go back and say from the sideline, I need all my crew over there. Woo hoo, hoo, yeah. He didn't go back and say, oh, is he still okay? Maybe I should have touched him. Maybe I should have laid my hands on his leg. He didn't go back and do that, because he knew with his breath, he didn't even have to say nothing. All he could have did was go. He chose to open his mouth. He chose to speak. Simply, and I believe this. I believe he chose to speak and made eye contact. Yeah. Okay, so what do you stand, Crystal? What does that have to do with it? What I'm saying is, when you're speaking to somebody, you make eye contact, you let them know that I'm listening to you, yeah. I'm taking in everything that yeah. you're saying, and I'm going to apply whatever you need me to apply to my life. Because yeah. in reality, if I say, Bri, I'll be back, she heard me, but she really didn't hear me. Versus saying, Apostle, I'll be right back. I'm going to head to the store. You took that in, you comprehended it, and you know now that you believe that I'm going to be right back, right? So there's a difference, if anybody wanted to know. So back to the story. So for Jesus had conveyed himself away. So he didn't even want them to know who this man was. Jesus didn't want him to know, like them to know who he was. Right? Because he knew if he was there, Jesus, you did this? Jesus, well, I need my hair done. I need my nails done. My kids need some shoes. My kids need some underwear. You're making all these requests to a man that you really don't even believe in. All right. So he conveyed himself away, a multitude. Being in that place, that was my multitude over there. That's why I stood over there, just in case y'all wanted to know. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple. Now he's coming. Oh, Jesus. So afterwards, after the miracle was already done, after he knew he went amongst the ones who left him, it may not be helping you, but it's helping somebody else. But after he gave you what they said that you couldn't have, after they left you for dead and he was the one that came back and resuscitated you, after the doctors walked out and said that there was nothing else that they can do for you, after the whole family decided to come together and walk out and leave you, Jesus showed up. He didn't really too much focus on the ones who got in no trouble with water. He focused on the one that he spoke to. He focused on that very one that he spoke to. Just trying to break it down. After he found him in the temple, he said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Let's go ahead and just elaborate on that a little bit. People think when you're going through, you sin. That's not always true. And he came back and he said, sin no more, meaning that whatever it was or whatever that was trying to come upon him after he was made whole, because sometimes, God does miracles and he performs things and they forget about who did what they wanted him to do. So what it is, they started venturing out into self. They start venturing out into self. It's no more about God, Jesus, the Savior. Now it's about them. So what it was, well, Carissa, you said he was pure. You said this miracle happened because it's pure. He letting him know, don't you sin. Don't you sin, because you thought being there for 38 years was long.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service.